B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Marisol.
Yes, hi.
How can we help you, madam?
So I was calling because I'm trying to find this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I met him at the supermarket a while ago while I was helping my mom shop for a family dinner.
Yeah.
And he asked me out. We went on a few dates. Everything seemed really cool. He even came over my house. He met my mom. He had dinner with my family. It was a really
Jesus.
Chill time with this guy.
And you went from 0 to 100 quick.
I hope this was all spread out over a little bit of time and not like the same day that you met the guy.
No, so it's spread out over like 3 or 4 weeks. We've hung out a handful of times already.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, yeah. So okay. So then
we're
what
having
happened?
A good time, but now he won't answer any of my calls or text messages, and I kind of want your help.
Okay. So the last time you guys hung out, did anything weird happen, or like was it like a normal type of situation?
So he came over my house, and him and my mom have a really good relationship. They seem to really like each other. They get along really well, and I have a super close relationship to my mom, which is great because if they didn't get along, then I probably wouldn't like him, but everything was going well.
Oh.
Mm.
Maybe you got along too well with your mom.
Oh, damn.
Maybe he's currently banging your mom. I'm only kidding. Although that might be it.
Reel it back.
That might be it. It's happened before, unfortunately. Okay, so Marisol, so you can't think of anything weird that you might have said or did?
No. Everything was going well. He got along with everyone.
All right, let's try and call this some bitch right now, see what the deal is. All right, stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Jared?
Yo, Steve. I'll be downstairs in a second, man.
Wait, hang on. Hello?
Hello?
What just wait, happened?
Is this Jared?
Steve? Oh, yeah, God. Who's this?
Is this Jared?
Yeah. Who's this?
It's not Steve.
Yeah, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Wait. The radio station?
Yeah, we're calling you from a radio station. I don't know who the...
Did Steve set this up?
No,
who
Steve.
Are you?
Who the hell is Steve?
Who's Steve?
I don't know what's going on right now. No, okay, listen. We got a call. Somebody called us to call you on their behalf, but it wasn't Steve.
Oh. Who asked you to call me?
It was a girl who wants to go on a date with you.
Yeah, okay. This is Steve with me, isn't it?
Jeez.
I don't know who the fuck Steve is. I gotta be
Steve
honest with you.
Listen, I'm just gonna, like an idiot.
I'm just gonna. Okay, so speak for yourself. He sounds awesome. Okay, so listen, I'm just gonna tell you straight out. This girl Marisol called us up. She told us that you guys hung out a bunch of times, and she called us up because she said that you basically have stopped.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's a big no for me.
Big Sorry. No.
A big okay, but so well, she called us up saying that you guys were having a great time hanging out and that she would love to see you again. If you say if you take that no and turn it into a yes, we'll pay for the date between you and Marisol and we'll let you pick whatever you want to do for a date.
No. Definitely no. I'm all right.
Yeah, that you're being so like concrete with this no. I don't understand. Okay, can I tell you what she said before you tell us your side? And then you could tell us your side of the story. She said that you guys hung out a bunch of times, you met her mom, everything was cool. She can't think of anything that she did that made you like basically start ghosting her. So why do you not want to see her so adamantly?
Do you really want me to tell you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, because we'd like to, if you tell us, we'll pass it on to her, and then she'll get she'll get some sort of closure, because right now she's very confused.
All right. You know, we went out a couple times, and I've gone over to her house, and when her mom is there, her mom smells like
her
dude,
mom.
Dude, what the fuck? Hold on. Hold on. Everyone stop.
Yeah.
Retreat.
Yeah, okay, Marisol's on the phone, Jared. She heard, did you just say, I gotta put Marisol on mute. You said her mom what?
She smells like dude. Like, straight up. At first, when I smelled it, I was like, oh, this is a fluke, maybe. You know, it's just a one-time thing. But after the fourth time, it's actually getting stronger.
Okay.
Her mom smells like
yeah, can you be a little,
can you specify that?
Yeah, are you being literal? Like, she smells like poop, or she just smells bad? I can't believe I'm asking this.
She smells like fecal matter, poop, stuff that comes out of your ass. That's exactly what she smells like.
What's happening?
Say, okay, I'm going to put Marisol on the phone now, and she's going to yell at you. Marisol?
Yeah, dude, what the f***? That is so disrespectful. That's my mom.
Does she smell?
Jesus Christ.
No, she doesn't smell. I mean, I'm just,
okay.
Look, get mad. I don't care, but like, you know, you've probably been around it your whole life. You can't smell it anymore, but it's there. It's f***ing unbearable.
So why didn't you say something to me?
I'm going to say something to you? Are you f***ing serious? What am I going to say? Your mom smells like
shit. Oh, dude, f*** off.
Wow.
Hold on.
Marisol, seriously, tell me, how would you do this? Pretend my mom smells like shit, just like your mom. How do you tell me that my mom smells like shit and do it in a nice way? Huh? Exactly.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Don't you think I was nice for not saying jack shit?
Hold on. Okay. Jared, let me ask you something. You're dating Marisol. You're not dating her mom. So why is it that you stopped calling Marisol back? I don't understand this.
Because I'm not stupid. I know the mom comes with the territory. And it's actually really unfortunate because her mom is a super nice lady. I mean, but she loves to hug. And that smell of fresh shit just comes in.
Oh, my. Wraps around my head. I think you're being dramatic.
I think so, too. You're being such a dick.
I'm not being a dick because the smell sticks to my clothes. When I get home, I have to strip down naked like
no.
I'm in some kind of fucking Ken lab or something.
Come on.
And I've honestly thought about maybe burning my clothes because it won't come out.
That is...
You're such a jerk.
Yeah, Jared, you're being a little... extra with...
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be something else going on other than her mother smells like shit. It doesn't sound right to me.
That's it. I mean, my nose is on fire every time. I've been thinking about it all day after I hang out with her. I'm like, you know what? I'm traumatizing myself. No more for me.
Oh my God.
Look, and it sucks because you're really nice. Your mom is really nice. It's just the smell is so strong. You know, maybe... if I get COVID and I lose my sense of smell,
oh, wow.
Okay. I'd be down. We should just end this one. Because
you know what? I'm going to tell my mom what you said.
I bet you won't.
Okay. We got to go now.
Mm.
Jared, you're kind of a piece of for this one.
Nah, well, at least I don't smell like
you.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot96.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.